Hi folks at NCAC, this is Derek and Bonnie Burnett speaking to you from Khon Kaen, Thailand. And we're glad that we could be a part of your missions conference this year. We're just sad that we can't be there in person because that would be way more fun than sending you this video. But I hope that this video will suffice and will encourage your heart as well. I want to thank Pastor Simon and the rest of the folks at NCAC for giving us this opportunity just to share with you a little bit about what God is doing here in Thailand. Now what we're going to do today is something a little bit different from our previous messages. What I'd like to do is I want you to hear from a number of our different CMA workers here in Thailand. As you may be well aware, that the CMA sends missionaries from all over the world to come here to work in Thailand. And each CMA from their own country supports their own workers here in this country. So what I thought I'd do for this video is to allow you to hear from them, to hear the things that God has laid upon their hearts in terms of the needs that they see around them and how God is using them to meet those needs. So what you're gonna see in just a few moments is three little short videos where I am interviewing three different personnel. The first person is a man by the name of Joe Aguilar. He's one of our CMA missionaries from the Philippines, and they're working here in the Northeast in a small little town. The second person is a man by the name of Mark Murphy, and he's one of our American CMA missionaries working just north of us in the city of Udon. And then the last person is Joe Chan, and he is supported by the CMA in Hong Kong and come here to Thailand to serve in Bangkok. And so you'll hear me ask them three different questions. And basically those three questions are these. What do you see are the needs around you in the area that you're working in? And then secondly, how is God using you and your team per se to help meet those needs? And then lastly, as you look ahead to the future, what future needs do you see on the horizon? Needs that aren't being met right now, but if God were to raise up more workers like you to come here to Thailand, what could you be involved in here in this country? So it's our hope that you will be encouraged by these testimonies of these three different missionaries. Hope you enjoy them. God bless. Hi, Joe. Can you just introduce us to yourself, who you are and where you're from and how long you've been in Thailand?
Okay, I'm Joe Aguilar from the Philippines. We came over here since 1992 doing church planting because that's the need here in Thailand.
Oh, great.
And so from 1992 to the present, we're doing church planting from different places.
Wow, that's great, Joe. Well, Joe, can you just tell us a little bit about what are some of the needs that you see around you in the community that you're living and working in?
Yeah, I could see that it becomes, this time the society becomes individualistic, probably because also with new technology. And so there is no time for interaction with one another, even our neighbors. We don't see each other very often.
Mm. Okay, and Joe, tell us a little bit about how is God using you to help meet that need that you see around you?
Personally, sometimes if we are in our house, we just smile. Then if I have time, I could cook food for them and give them to our neighbors. The same thing, I'm doing church planting so I could meet people.
And tell us a little bit about how, when you meet the people, are you giving out them some tracts or how are you trying to have conversations?
Yeah, I start conversing about the love of God. The same time, I pray that somehow people will come and know the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes on the spot, they will listen and accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow, praise the Lord, that's great, that's great. And last thing, Joel, can you tell us like, if God were to bring, say, five new couples, like Canadian CMA couples here to Thailand to help out in the work here, what are some other areas or needs that you see around that some of these people could be involved in, either on the short term or longer term?
Yeah, short term, is of course we need them, but if it is longer period of time, that's the better because they have more time to share the gospel. Since here in Buddhism, here in this kind of present situation right now, not just because of Buddhism, but because they need to hear the word of God. Mm. We our only thing that we can be able to have them know the Lord Jesus Christ is more people who will be working or sharing the word of God. Mm-hmm. Especially if they, let's say Canada will send more people to bless this ministry here in Thailand, that's the better.
Great, okay, well thanks so much, Joe. Thanks for
Welcome.
Sharing with us a little bit about your heart and your ministry. God bless.
Mark Murphy, my wife and I serve with the CMA from the US here in Thailand.
And how many years have you been here, Mark?
I've been here about 11 years now.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mark. And Mark, what do you see as some of the needs around here in Thailand?
Probably the biggest need that we see on a consistent basis is just the lack of trained leadership in churches. There are not enough pastors to go around to churches, and so there are a lot of churches that just have no pastors. Some of them maybe can't afford a pastor. They're small enough, they're out in the country, they don't have the income to do that. But there are other churches that maybe can't afford them, but there's just not enough pastors to go around. And so there's, unlike back in the West, where a lot of people are able to train, I should say able to teach in the church because they have sufficient Bible knowledge to study on their own, they have materials that they can purchase. There are very few materials in Thai that will help somebody to be able to study a Bible passage and then teach that in a church. Or they just lack the confidence. They maybe have a low education, and so in their everyday life, they wouldn't be somebody who would be teaching information. And so then to turn around and do that with the Bible, which is even more difficult for them. Many of them have come from a non-church background, and so everything is new. They don't hear about Bible, they don't hear about Jesus in their everyday lives, and so for them it's almost like learning a foreign language. And so there's this big disconnect, or there's this big gap, if you will, between those who are biblically trained in seminaries and Bible colleges and those who are not. And so that's one of the biggest things that we see as a need in the Thai church, is trying to fill that gap or close that gap so that more people who don't have the opportunity to go to a Bible school can indeed serve in the church, have the confidence to do that, have the tools and the skills to do that.
That sounds great, Mark. Well, why don't you just tell us a little bit about how is God using you to help meet that need that you're seeing in the churches?
Sure. My wife and I are very thankful that we have the opportunity to serve with the Center for Leadership Development. It's a ministry that is set up to train lay people in churches to be theologically and biblically trained so that they can have the confidence and the skills to be able to serve in their local church. And so it's a program that any church in Thailand can use. And so people typically who lead these groups are maybe a pastor of the church, they're somewhat trained in the Bible, and then people in the churches can get the workbooks and study on their own, do the homework, and then they come together as a group, discuss that, and then they have opportunity to take what they're learning and put that into practice as they serve in the church, whether that's maybe in the beginning leading a prayer meeting or something a little bit simpler for them to build up their confidence, and then as they grow and as they learn more, then they maybe have the opportunity to teach a small group Bible study or Sunday school, and some of them will even preach. Some of our graduates are actually lay pastors. Some of these churches that can't afford a pastor or they can't find a pastor, they will take these students who have graduated from this CLD, Center for Leadership Development program, and they will be the ones who preach and teach in the church. Or maybe they're the ones who are going out and planting a new church. And so that's what we want to see. We want to see more pastors, trained pastors, but we also want to see the lay people being raised up to have the confidence that they can take the Bible, study it on their own, teach it in the church, and use it to be a blessing to their church and their community. And so we're seeing that, but we still have a long way to go. There's still a lot of churches that maybe aren't yet open to it, or maybe don't even know about it yet. And so that's kind of the thing that we're doing right now, and trying to get this out to more and more churches. But it is very exciting to see. And one of the things that you see very quickly is these people who begin studying very early on begin to see change in their lives. And other people in the church will notice the change in their lives, the way that these people engage with the Bible, the way that they interact with people. And it's so exciting to see this transformation as people desire to study and are able to study on their own in the local churches.
Great. Thanks, Mark. And one last question. As you kind of look ahead to the future, you know, in terms of you know, at the Canadian CMA, we're all about wanting to send more workers out in the harvest field and stuff. So where, as you look at where other areas aren't necessarily being addressed, or other needs out there, future needs that we could use additional workers to help in?
Sure. I think that's one of the things that we're beginning to see more and more with the Center for Leadership Development. So in the past, there was a 10-book program or a 10-course program, and it was really designed for future leaders in the church. And so those that the church said, hey, these are going to be leaders and we want them to be trained. There were some regulations with that. In the last couple of years, we've added a second level, a lower level actually, to the program that would allow anybody in the church to be trained. So it's basic Christian life understanding, discipleship type materials, if you will. But we still find that the churches that don't have a pastor, that don't have somebody who's been to Bible school, still, even though they need this program, perhaps more than others, they still can't use it in their church because they don't have somebody who can be qualified to lead. And so we need to bridge that gap even further. And so one of the things that we're seeing is, okay, if we have the personnel that we can have some people who, you know, maybe their primary role is to facilitate groups. They're going to maybe one or two, maybe even three churches nearby that don't have pastors and want to have their lay people raised up, but they don't have anybody to lead a group. So if we have the people who have that training who can go out and lead it, once you get in our program, once somebody has graduated from the second level of the program, they are then qualified to be a leader of a new group. But until they do that, they can't offer this in their church. So one of the big things is to bridge that gap for those churches that have no pastors but really need this. We need somebody who can say, I'll lead a group for you. And once they get through that first round of training all the way through, then that church is going to be equipped. And if they need to lead another group, they can. It may be all they need in a small church like that, but we need more people who can help to bridge that gap so that these churches that are in desperate need of leaders can indeed use this program for the benefit of their church.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Mark. Appreciate you taking the time to share us a little bit about your heart and about what God is doing in and through your ministry there. And may God bless you and continue to equip you and give you all that you need to be effective in training leaders here in this country.
Thank you.
All right. Hi, Joe. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are and where you're from, where you're living and working?
Oh, 我係香港嚟嘅阿Joe，咁咧就我係香港宣道差會派嚟泰國做宣教工作，特別係做牧民嘅工作。我咧就嚟咗接近六年啦。喺呢度咧就上帝嘅恩典，我可以同一啲嘅泰國嘅牧師林建立咗一啲嘅關係啦。
Great, thanks, Joe. And Joe, can you just tell us a little bit about what are some of the needs that you see around you, around where you're living in the community that you're in? What are some of those?
喺泰國咧就最少咧有10%嘅人口咧係穆斯林，佢哋咧其實咧係佢哋好忠於佢哋所信嘅神嚇，佢哋叫做阿拉，但係咧佢哋唔認識或者甚至拒絕主耶穌基督。但係聖經講主耶穌基督係唯一嘅道路、真理、生命。 如果唔係藉著耶穌基督，冇人能夠到父那裏。如果係咁樣嘅話，佢哋用嘅方法係出現咗問題。我哋需要話俾佢聽，耶穌基督先係嗰條正確嘅道路。我相信咧，對於穆斯林嚟講，佢哋最大嘅需要就係佢要知道邊一條路係最正確，係上帝為你預備嘅。
Great. And Joe, can you tell us a little bit about how God is using you and your team, maybe? To meet that need that you're seeing with cousins around you.
感謝主咧，我哋香港宣道差會喺呢一度咧，有主要有兩個嘅服侍咧嚟到去進到穆斯林。第一個咧就係用基金會嘅服侍，基金會坐落喺牧民區嘅附近，喺嗰度咧佢哋就可以有機會進入基金會裏邊有活動參與啦，亦都有學語言嘅機會啦，咁咧就可以咧讓我哋進到個社區裏邊咧。 服侍佢哋。另外咧，我同我太太咧就會選擇咧喺一啲嘅牧民村裏邊咧做啲外展式嘅工作。我哋咧就去到咧認識啲牧民。 或者甚至係入埋清真寺裏邊認識啲牧民。咁我哋咧就主要係辦英文活動俾一啲村裏邊嘅小朋友。我哋係喺村裏邊辦英文活動咧，都超過咗一年多啦。而且咧，我哋甚至會去孤兒院裏邊做英文活動讓佢哋咧藉著英文去學習咧嚟到去認識耶穌。點樣認識呢？認識我哋嘅生命啦，認識我哋咧係有主耶穌喺我哋生命啦，同埋咧我哋喺孤兒院裏邊咧，我哋會講耶穌基督嘅比喻。當然啦，我哋唔會話俾佢聽呢個係嚟自聖經，不過咧係講出當中嗰個嘅真理同埋重點嘅。
Okay, great. And last question, Joe, can you tell us a little bit about as you look around you, there are, you know, many more needs out there.And if God were to bring some more workers here to Thailand, we could really use them to be involved in a number of different areas as well. And so as you kind of look around you at some of the other needs that are not being met, that, you know, God, if you could just provide some more people to help us, this is what they could do. Could you give us some ideas on what some of those things could be?
以我来讲，我是一个香港人，我英文不及得英文做母语的弟兄姊妹咁好，但係我都能夠可以喺當中咧教佢哋一啲嘅英文，或者組成一啲嘅英文活動。我相信如果真係以英文為母語嘅弟兄姊妹，你哋可以嚟到幫手，或許係英文嘅老師啦，或許唔係英文老師都唔係問題，都可以進到佢哋當中。其實喺我經驗嚟講咧，穆斯林佢好願意同唔同嘅朋友、唔同嘅信仰。嚟到交朋友，只要我哋有啲嘅契機嚟到同佢建立嗰個關係勾住，或許係唔同嘅專業，或者唔係有咩專業，或者甚至係退休人士，歡迎都嚟到呢度當中，因為咧喺當中咧，佢哋可以有機會嚟到去透過基金會啦，或者係透過教師啦，或者係其他嘅退休嘅簽證咧嚟到去。當中嚟到服侍佢哋，教英文可以係一個啦，或者係有啲人可能佢喺音樂方面咧有自己嘅長處，入去教一啲特別嘅音樂，可能拉小提琴啦、吹口琴啦，或者係吉他，吸引佢哋。我諗總有一樣嘢咧係你上帝為你預備咗，而呢一樣嘢咧係可以吸引佢哋。我哋唔好忘記，我哋過去嘅成長，我哋嘅所從上帝所領受嘅恩賜咧，上帝都用得著嚟到佢當中。所以弟兄姊妹，我哋好希望更多嘅家庭或者係年青嘅弟兄姊妹嚟到泰國嚟到服侍牧民。要記住，單喺泰國最少有10% 係穆斯林。你可以想像最少10%，即係600多萬嘅穆斯林喎。600多萬嘅穆斯林，如果我哋再遲啲嚟嘅時候咧，會唔會有啲人已經冇咗生命，得唔到機會聽到呢個福音咧？所以要趕快嚟，希望大家咧盡快嚟接受耶穌基督嘅呢個挑戰，嚟到參與喺擴展佢嘅國，特別係做牧民工作方面。多謝大家。
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Joe, for taking time to tell us a little bit about how God is using you and what God is doing here in Thailand through your ministry. Thank you and God bless you.
Okay.
Well, I hope you found those videos encouraging.From Joe Aguilar, our CMA missionary from the Philippines, you heard about the importance of loving others. Because we're all about giving people access to the gospel. But they're not ready to hear the gospel until they first know that we love them sincerely. So that's so crucial. And then from Mark Murphy, you heard about the importance of training lay leaders. Because if we want to see the church expand throughout this entire country, we need to have strong churches.And strong churches means having qualified and equipped leaders within them to help lead those churches. And then lastly, from Joe Chan, you heard about the importance of reaching some of the least reached people groups in this country, mainly those that are our cousins. And the importance of getting into those communities and finding ways to engage them and to develop relationships with them so that you have an opportunity to be able to share with them the love of Jesus. I love your missions theme this year, Beyond Limits to All the Nations.And when I think about that theme, it makes me think about the limitations that I have and how God loves to take me beyond those limitations, beyond what I think I can handle. And I'm reminded of a verse that's found in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Let me read it for you. It says this, Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep,and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood. May he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen. And what I love about that verse is that God equips us with whatever we need so that we can move beyond those limitations that we face in our lives. And it's not about us, it's not about doing it on our own strength, it's about God equipping us with his power to enable us to move beyond those things that are limiting us. So I just think of you in Canada. Some of you are working at very difficult jobs in this very trying COVID-19 time. And may you be encouraged today that God will equip you with whatever you need to do the things that he has placed in front of you, whether that's working at the job that you're involved in, or whether that's serving in the church, or whether that's being involved in international missions, even where you are, whether it's giving to the Global Advance Fund, or whether it's praying for your international workers, or whether it's sending notes of encouragement to them. May God equip you with everything you need to do the things that he desires you to do. And he promised right here in his word that he'll do that. And then I'm reminded at the end that all the glory and the honor goes to him. Because really, it's all about God. It's not about us. But we're grateful that God chooses, in his infinite love, to involve us in expanding his kingdom in this world. So, this week, as God challenges you, maybe in fresh ways, to move beyond whatever limitations are in your life, don't be afraid, but be encouraged that God will give you the power that you need to move beyond those limitations for his glory and his honor. Well, it's been great to be able to share this little video with you today. And I look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks and sharing with you a little bit about where God is leading Bonnie and I in this next season of our life. This huge limitation that we're facing, that we're looking forward to seeing how God is going to take us beyond that in our own lives so that the nations will be able to hear more about him. So stay tuned for that in a couple of weeks. God bless and have a wonderful day today.